Now time for locker room chat with Valley Falls boys and basketball coach Caleb Gatzmeyer after their win over Oskaloosa. 66-62 was the final, coach. This was a total shootout, a lot of fun, and just want to know your overall thoughts on the game.
It was kind of a game that, you know, saw us get out to an early lead, got up by double digits, then, you know, pretty much controlled the third quarter, got up by as many as like 14 points, and then the fourth quarter rolled around and Oski kind of, you know, stepped it up to another level, and, you know, Coach Rockhold changed a little few things for them, and they were able to get some easy buckets, and we start turning the ball over a little too much, and they got back in the game. And, you know, I got to give credit to my guys, though, that to see a 14-point lead dwindle and, you know, them actually take a one-point lead to have enough gusto to keep their composure, tie the game back up, send it in overtime, and then prevail in overtime. So, you know, it was a good night for us. It was a good test. It was the first game, first full game, to have everybody back. For the most part, had another kid sick, but kind of what everybody deals with right now. But three guys in scoring, in double figures scoring wise, and, you know, getting a win is a good thing. So I'm happy about that.
Yeah, Coach, what exactly was going right for your guys' offense, and how did you like your guys' ball movement around the perimeter?
You know, early on, we did a great job of attacking the basket. You know, I looked up the clock, and, you know, within 4 minutes of the first half, we'd already scored 14 points. And then, you know, we kind of slowed down a little bit, but we were able to attack the basket, get some easy looks. You know, Zach Evans led the way again with another 29-point outing. You know, I think that's what he had the last time we played Oskaloosa as well. And Hayden Carney, you know, knocked down some outside shots, finished with 15 points. And then Dylan, you know, he's not quite back in game shape yet, but, you know, Dylan was able to get in double figures with 12 points also. And, you know, one aspect that, you know, we don't talk about a lot is rebounding. And, you know, that was the big thing that Dylan brought to our team. You know, he finished with a double-double last night, getting 10 rebounds as well. And so, you know, our unit is starting to come back together from where we were in the beginning of the year. And, you know, if we continue to move the ball and, you know, we get, you know, kind of a three-headed monster going with those guys, and then the guys that have been getting better this whole time while Dylan's been hurt continue to contribute, we're going to be a tough out for a lot of teams.
Absolutely. And, Coach, last question for you. As you guys take on the Horton Chargers on the road coming up next, how important is it for you guys to transition that offensive success from your past win to this game against Horton coming up on Friday?
You know, it's very important. You know, I tell the guys all the time that, you know, for our first three games when we were whole, you know, we started out the season 3-0, and it was our first three games were Oskaloosa, Horton, and McLeod. And, you know, we won those games, and I guarantee you those teams were circling on their schedule the next time we play them because for them. You know, that was the case with last night with Oski and the way they played. And we were able to take care of business last night. So I know Horton's going to have that same kind of attitude and effort along with McLeod in the next game. So, you know, Horton had a big win last night, and they're a team that's very capable of doing some really good things. So, and another opponent for our sub-state. So we just got to continue to do what we're doing, you know, try to get offense from, you know, all avenues of our guys and keep it rolling on Friday.
Absolutely. Congratulations on the win, Coach, and best of luck coming up on Friday against the Chargers.
All right. Thanks, Jared, man. I appreciate you.
That was Valley Falls boys head basketball coach Caleb Gatzmeyer here on Locker Room Chat. Be sure to stay tuned. More to come.